In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. The next edition of New York Fashion Week kicks off Monday, and it will look a little different this time around. Say goodbye to the usual headlines, long hem versus short, A-line versus bodycon, the must-have it bag. Actually, that could be in there. On Monday, though, it is all about the gentleman. In fact, this is the first New York Fashion Week devoted solely to menswear. So why suit up now? Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York.
Previous fashion weeks here did show menswear, but it was kind of like those technical awards at the Oscars, the little part of the big event that nobody watches. Now, just like in European fashion capitals, dudes and dude clothes get their own party. That's catnip for folks like stylist George Brescia.
It's a huge, huge, huge deal.
Especially for menswear designers who now have a showcase where they won't be upstaged by women's fashion. It won't be as big. The marquee fall event typically attracts four times the number of designers. But even a smaller event is still a powerful platform for big names like Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, as well as small labels looking to break through.
Fashion Week is traditionally the place that allows designers to be able to get press attention, get buyer attention in a very efficient way.
Wendy Liebman with WSL Strategic Retail says the new Fashion Week highlights a growing interest in selling to men.
We are interested in buying more men's. We've got shoppers in the store. Show us what you've got.
In the U.S., men's apparel sales hit more than $60 billion in 2013, according to NPD Group. Having a male-focused fashion week in summer also aligns it with stores and the way they buy clothes, explains Veronique Hyland, fashion news editor for The Cut.
The menswear will be bought during the summertime, and the womenswear will be bought during the fall.
When menswear lines went out with the women's lines in the fall event, many designers felt it was useless.
They would be showing collections that they had actually already sold.
This time, they've got buyers around the world in town with open wallets and their very own stage to show off their wares. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.